Chapter 2. Where does the spirit of fear originate? In Chapter 1, we discussed different sources of fear. In this chapter, we will look into God's Word to study another source of fear, Satan and his demons. Quote, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, King James. The words spirit of fear in this verse are very important. This verse shows you that fear can have a spiritual source. If God did not give us a spirit of fear, the only other possible spiritual source is Satan. There is no question that Satan does want you to be afraid. You have seen that God has told you more than 300 times that you should not be afraid. Satan always wants the opposite of what God wants. If God feels this strongly about not being afraid, you can be certain that Satan and his demons will do everything they can to attempt to influence you to be afraid. The Barna Group is a research firm that surveys the beliefs of both Christians and unbelievers on biblical topics. A recent Barna survey of 1,871 self-described Christians showed that 47% of these people believe that Satan is an evil symbol, not a living entity. The results of this survey are shocking. Even though the Bible says more than 50 times that Satan is a living being, almost 50% of these people who say they are Christians do not believe that Satan is who the Bible says he is. Even though the Bible instructs Christians to resist Satan, see James 4 verse 7, and to stand firmly in faith against Satan, see Peter 5 verse 89. Almost 50% of the self-described Christians in this survey apparently do not obey these instructions from God. Dr. George Barna, the founder of the Barna Group, said, quote, Hollywood has made evil accessible and tame, making Satan and demons less worrisome than the Bible suggests they really are. It is hard for achievement-driven, self-reliant, independent people to believe that their lives can be impacted by unseen forces. Unquote. Ignorance is one of Satan's most effective tools. Satan does not want you to realize that he is real, and the atmosphere around you is filled with multitudes of God's angels and Satan's demons. Satan does not want you to believe that his demons can influence you to be afraid. God created Adam and placed him in the Garden of Eden. God told Adam that he should not eat the fruit of a specific tree. Quote, the Lord God commanded the man, saying, you may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and blessing and calamity, you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Unquote. Genesis 2, verse 16 and 17, Amplified. God was very specific in his command to Adam. God created Eve to be Adam's wife soon after he made his statement. Satan immediately attempted to influence Eve. Quote, the serpent was more subtle and crafty than any living creature of the field which the Lord God had made. And he, Satan, said to the woman, can it really be that God has said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Genesis 3 verse 1, Amplified. This verse of scripture refers to Satan when it speaks of the serpent. You are told that Satan is more subtle and crafty than any human being. Satan and his demons are very clever. You can see by this verse that Satan definitely was able to influence Eve. Eve's reply indicated that she fully understood God's instructions about not eating forbidden fruit. Quote, and the woman said to the serpent, quote, we may eat the fruit from the trees of the garden, except the fruit from the tree which is in the middle of the garden. God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Unquote. Genesis 3, verse 2 and 3, Amplified. Satan immediately attempted to influence Eve to disobey God. Quote, the serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die, For God knows that in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing the difference between good and evil, and blessing and calamity." Unquote. Genesis 3, verse 4 and 5, Amplified. Satan was a liar then. Satan is a liar today. All lies come from Satan. Jesus Christ explained this spiritual truth when he said, quote, "There is no truth in him. When he speaks a falsehood, he speaks what is natural to him, for he is a liar himself, and the father of lies, and of all that is false." Unquote. John 8, verse 44, Amplified. Satan was successful in his attempt to deceive Eve. Ultimately, this deception was passed on from Eve to Adam, who also disobeyed God's command. Quote, "When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and was also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some of it and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it." Unquote. Genesis 3, verse 6, NIV. There is no question that Satan was able to influence Eve. You must understand that Satan and his demons will try to influence you to be afraid and in other ways. The Apostle Paul knew that Satan is very clever. He told the Corinthians, quote, "I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ." Unquote. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3, NIV. The Bible contains another example of Satan being able to influence a person to do his will by putting the thought of betraying Jesus into the mind and heart of Judas Iscariot. Quote, "Satan, having already put the thought of betraying Jesus in the heart of Judas Iscariot." Unquote. John 13, verse 2, Amplified. Did you even wonder why a disciple who saw Jesus perform so many miracles would decide to betray him? Satan wanted Jesus to be betrayed. Satan was able to accomplish this goal by subtly placing this thought into the mind and heart of Judas. Satan was able to influence Eve. Satan was able to influence Judas Iscariot. You must understand that Satan's demons will try to influence you to be afraid. We know that many people who are reading this book do not understand how Satan and his demons operate. Satan and his demons do not want you to know what they try to do and how they try to accomplish their goals. God said, quote, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Unquote. Hosea 4, verse 6, King James. The words "my people" in this verse are very important. God was speaking of the Israelites here. This statement also applies to every person who has received Jesus Christ as his or her Savior. Satan wants to deceive every person who is a member of the family of God. Quote, "Ye are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." Unquote. Galatians 3, verse 26, King James. If you have received Jesus as your Savior, God is your Father. You are his beloved child. Satan and his demons hate you. They will do everything they can to destroy you in any way they can. Jesus explained this spiritual truth when he said, quote, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy." Unquote. John 10, verse 10, NIV. The word "thief" in this verse refers to Satan. Satan and his demons want to steal from you. They want to kill you. They want to destroy you. One of the most effective ways that they can accomplish these goals is through ignorance of their existence and their methods of operation. Satan once was an archangel in heaven named Lucifer. Lucifer was proud and selfish. He attempted to elevate himself above God. God cast Lucifer out of heaven. Quote, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Unquote. Isaiah 14, verse 12 through 15, King James. Many angels in heaven attempted to follow after Lucifer when he tried to exalt himself above God. These angels were also cast out of heaven. Quote, the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Unquote. Revelation 12, verse 9, King James. Please note the words, which deceived the whole world, in this verse. Satan was thrown out of heaven into the world. He is assisted by a multitude of fallen angels who are called demons. We pray that you will understand that Satan and his demons are real. They have been deceiving people for thousands of years. They are extremely effective at what they do. In this book, we will show you exactly what God instructs you to do to resist Satan and his demons from deceiving you. God is omnipresent. He can be in an infinite number of places at the same time. Satan is not omnipresent. He cannot influence large numbers of people at one time. The only way he can get his work done throughout the world is by working through demons. Sometimes we will use the word Satan when we are actually referring to Satan's demons. We do not want to keep repeating the words Satan's demons every time. Satan can only be in one place at a time. You have seen that Satan and his demons are real, and that they definitely have the ability to influence people. We now are ready to look into God's Word to learn about Satan's attempts to deceive the world today. The Bible refers to Satan as the god of this world. See 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. Satan and his demons are running rampant in these last days before Jesus Christ returns. Quote, the whole world is under the control of the evil one. Unquote. 1 John 5, verse 19, NIV. Any discerning person can see the increasing influence of evil upon the world by comparing what the world is like today with what it was just a few short years ago. Your daily newspaper is filled with reports that indicate the increasing evil influence of Satan upon the world. Radio, television, and internet news reports are filled with information that reflects Satan's evil influence. Satan and his demons know that they will suffer through eternity when they are cast into the lake of fire, which is also called hell. See Revelation 20, verse 10. The lake of fire was created for Satan and his demons. Jesus spoke of, quote, the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels, unquote. Matthew 25, verse 41, NIV. Satan and his demons know that we live in the last days before Jesus returns. Their time is short. They are terrified of their eternal future. They will do everything that they can to influence you in every way that they can to live in a way that denies God's instructions in the Bible. If you have received Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can be assured that you will live eternally in the glory of heaven, instead of suffering throughout eternity in the lake of fire. If you are not certain that Jesus is your Savior, stop right now and turn to the appendix at the end of the book. The scripture in this appendix clearly explains your need for eternal salvation through Jesus Christ. You will receive specific instructions that explain exactly what God instructs you to do to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, so that you will live throughout eternity with him in the glory of heaven. Satan and his demons hate Christians. They will do everything they can to steal from, kill, and destroy Christians. One of the most effective ways they can accomplish this goal is through the spirit of fear.